AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. In a potential major shift in policy, U.S. military commanders want to keep at least a few thousand American troops in Afghanistan beyond 2016. More from AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
While the current plan calls for keeping about 1,000 embassy-based military personnel in Afghanistan into 2017, officials say the option submitted by General John Campbell would have several thousand stay as a counter-terror force. It would be a big foreign policy shift for the president, who has said he wants to have all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan before leaving office.
And a foreign policy shift is being considered in Russia, where news agencies are quoting the chairwoman of Russia's upper chamber of parliament is saying lawmakers will consider the Kremlin's request to use its army abroad. Friends and supporters stood during a vigil outside a prison in Jackson, Georgia. Before Kelly Renee Gissander was executed by lethal injection shortly after midnight. Convicted in the 1997 murder of her husband, Gissendaner was the first woman put to death by the state of Georgia in seven decades. A South Dakota jury has convicted a man of second-degree murder and other charges in the death of the two-year-old son of Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. The Lincoln County jury deliberated more than 5 hours before finding Joseph Patterson guilty of second-degree murder, first-degree manslaughter, and aggravated battery.
Authorities say Joseph Patterson assaulted the boy, Tyrese Robert Ruffin, while the two were alone in a Sioux Falls apartment. Autopsy found that the boy's head sustained 4 blows. Doctors determined that the injuries couldn't have been accidental.
That's AP correspondent Sarah Rankin. This is AP Radio News. In Washington, a temporary funding measure that would keep the government open past a midnight deadline should make its way to President Obama today with time to spare. Clayton Kershaw pitched the big money Dodgers to their third straight NL West title, tossing a one-hitter as Los Angeles beat the San Francisco Giants 8-0 last night. Dodgers manager Don Mattingly.
It just feels great to do it again. I mean, it takes a lot. There's a lot of perseverance in there from guys that have been here for the other two, right? And getting knocked out.
Philadelphia ended the New York Mets team record 11-game road winning streak with a 4-3 triumph over the NL East champs. Steady rains forced the early closure of schools and flooded dozens of streets from Southside Virginia to the Shenandoah Valley. The National Weather Service issued flash flood warnings in southwest and central Virginia, among other areas. 2 to 4 inches of rain forecast from the Blue Ridge to the Alleghenies. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.